technical difficulties there. Okay, so it has faded out. I'm presuming that means we are good. So anyway, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Man charged with criminal activity after accidentally lighting his wife on fire.
Oh, boy.
Now,
how
I don't
thoroughly
know,
did he light his wife on fire?
I've got the video. It was in a gas station.
Okay.
While he was filling up, or she was, I think, yeah, it was actually he who was filling up. And you can't obviously hear what's going on in the video. It's just kind of a security cam feed. And it, apparently they were having some sort of a discussion. And at some point he brilliantly decided to flick his lighter while in the process of filling up gas. I mean, you know, they were literally standing right over the entry point for the gasoline. The what do you call that? Where, you know, the gas hole?
The gas hole.
37-year-old Austin Dawkins, according to Breitbart.com, 37-year-old Austin Dawkins will be charged with reckless conduct after he accidentally set his wife ablaze while flicking his lighter near his pickup truck's gas tank while refueling at Clarksville Gas Station in Georgia October 16th. The State Fire Safety Commissioner Ralph Hudgens said that 30-year-old Jessica Dawkins suffered second- and third-degree burns to her legs, arms, back, and head.
Jeez.
Hudgens also released the gas station surveillance video of the incident, which shows the couple standing outside the truck near the gas nozzle when Austin appears to light his cigarette lighter and then lower his hand to the nozzle, sending flames shooting at his wife, engulfing her. Well, that's not exactly what happens in the video. It's part of what happens in the video. So he flicks his lighter. The flames catch because gas fumes are incredibly flammable.
Yeah, especially with sparks.
It's actually, as I understand it, the fumes that are more flammable than the gas itself.
Right.
So they, you know, there's this kind of explosion, quick explosion of gasoline fumes, and he pulls the gas nozzle from the truck. Now, I'm guessing what he's thinking is, holy crap, there's a fire. I better pull this gas-pumping nozzle from the truck. Just kind of yanks the gas nozzle out, which results in a stream of flaming gas going all over his wife.
Well, I don't think that once you're talking about flames shooting through the air, you can't really hold anyone accountable for their actions at that point. I mean, you know, if the guy jerks his arm when there's fire shooting out of the side of his truck, I'm not surprised, I guess.
Right. So what happens, actually, the lights, you know, lighter lights up the fire. He actually steps back for a moment and then reaches, pulls the flaming gas nozzle out from the car. And as he's doing that, his wife really becomes she's already kind of burning, but it's not bad until he actually pulls the gas nozzle out.
It's a pretty bad day there in Georgia.
She goes running away from the direction of the truck. After he gets around the gas pump, he comes running after her. I mean, he's clearly concerned for her. He didn't go running in the other direction. You know,
right.
He didn't start putting out the fire on his truck. The first thing he does is he runs after his wife. So it seems pretty clear, at least from the video, that it was an accident. But here you have the state in the form of Ralph Hudgens, the state fire safety commissioner, going ahead and charging this man with reckless conduct anyways.
Well, there are signs all over probably the gas station, hey, dum-dum, don't flick your lighter, and mm-hmm. things like that. I mean, if you're old enough to drive, you should be old enough to know not to do that kind of thing, right?
So what you're suggesting is this man would have been charged with reckless conduct even if he hadn't set his wife ablaze.
I think that reckless conduct doesn't sound like if you set somebody on fire, I'm thinking first-degree felony, right?
On purpose, yeah.
Yeah, reckless conduct sounds to me like a misdemeanor of some sort, violation level or misdemeanor or something, just something to charge this guy with. So,
well, let's find out here. Georgia Criminal Code, Section 16560 from 2010. Reckless conduct causing harm to or endangering the bodily safety of another, conduct by HIV-infected persons, assault by HIV-infected persons. So if he had not have caused harm to or endanger the bodily safety of another, to wit, his wife, in this case, then perhaps he would not have been able to be charged with reckless conduct. Because if there were no one else around at the gas pump when he was spraying flames from his truck, then in theory, another human would not have been put in danger.
Right, right. I got that part. So the question is, should a charge be? And look, I don't think that we have a perfect system by any stretch of the imagination, but the question is if you do something dumb and it doesn't result in somebody being harmed, is that somehow not as bad as you doing something dumb and somebody accidentally being harmed? And I kind of see the point. How stupid can you be without being culpable for your actions?
Hold on a second. I'm not saying he shouldn't be culpable for his actions. He should have to pay for the gasoline, and he should have to pay for any repairs to the gas company's equipment.
Yeah,
but
I agree with you.
If his wife doesn't want charges to be brought against him, then there shouldn't be charges brought against him.
Agreed, and that's the system. You know, oftentimes what you'll find with the system that we have is the gas company gets paid from their insurance company. Their insurance company is out any kind of money. The government levels a fine against this dude, fine or jail time against this dude. The government benefits from somebody doing something dumb, but the people that to whom the dumb thing has happened, they don't get any kind of benefit at all.
So, I don't know if there's anybody out there who actually supports charging this guy. I certainly think it's the wrong idea. Look, it would be one thing if his wife thought that it were a purposeful occurrence, that he were trying to hurt her. Then if she wanted to bring charges, that would, I think, fully be within her purview. If the gas station wants to try to exact restitution from him, that would fully be within their purview. But reckless conduct charges in this case brought by state agents have nothing to do with paying restitution or making a wife, you know, the wife feel better or anything like that. It's just the state trying to get money out of this guy, basically. Is this going to teach him to not flick his lighter? I mean, come on, you already let your wife on fire. That's as bad enough of a punishment.
That's what the state has, though. They're like, you have either done something that is punishable or you have not done something punishable. This is extra stupid. You will receive a punishment. The only punishment we can give out is jail and fines. Fines, in fact, being backed up by jail, so all we've got is jail. You will get jail. Like, that's it. That's it. That's all they've got. They are a mindless, sort of group.
Okay, you're not making excuses for them. You're just sort of explaining them, right?
I think I'm explaining them.
They could use discretion. They have most used
people,
discretion.
Here's the explanation, Ian. Most people feel very little pity for a person who has made such a terrible mistake. Right? Like he did something dumb, a terrible thing happened, a great deal of property damage occurred, including, the awful things that happened to this man's wife, the way she's going to have to live with it. She shouldn't be punished for the rest of her life by having a dumb for a husband, but in fact she is. And people don't feel a lot of sympathy for this guy.
Sure, I get that. That, again, doesn't excuse what's actually going on here. So, 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-3733. The Million Mask March was happening today. Did it actually happen in that many places in the U.S.? I know there was something going on in D.C. There was nobody, apparently, in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. 855-450-FREE, what was your experience?
Hi, folks. Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. I'm one of the many talk show hosts that drink this tea. Talk show hosts endorse products that work. It's our job. So I'm telling you, Life Change Tea works. What does it do? It gently works on your colon to clean and give you more energy. If you have colon problems, life doesn't go so well. One talk show host suggested that the company be called Colonese. Well, that just shows you the product works. Don't be fooled by other wannabe companies. Life Change Tea is number one. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and feel the difference in your health. You might even save a doctor bill. Ready to order? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Simple. Or call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. One more time, 928-308-0408. If your stomach rumbles at first, that's proof the tea is already working. Just lessen your dose and feel great. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary. It's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you would like toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. We've got archives that go all the way back to late 2006. You can just click and download. They are absolutely yours for free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So enjoy. Podcast Awards are happening now. You can go to podcastawards.com and you can vote for Free Talk Live. We sure would appreciate it if you did. You can cast your vote for Free Talk Live in the political slash news category. And that's all you got to do. Just go there to podcastawards.com, select Free Talk Live, and you can put in the info at the bottom and submit it. You can also vote for some other liberty-oriented shows. I know School Sucks Project is in the education category. And so, again, podcastawards.com. You may vote every day between now and, I think, November 15th. So you got about 10 days remaining in the voting process. We've won several of these in the past, but it's been 2 or 3 years since we've won. So it'd be great if you could help us win this time. Podcastawards.com. Please vote for Free Talk Live in the politics slash news category. Our toll-free number again is 855-450-FREE. We can continue with your calls here and go to Erod listening in Georgia to LRN.FM. Hello, Erod.
Yeah, hey, how you guys doing?
Welcome,
hey, listen,
sir.
You know, I need some therapy or something, or I, or I need to vent.
All right, we can help you with at least the last part.
Yeah, okay. Well, 2 hours ago, I just read this story that it's just, it's got me physically kind of ill. You know, over the years, I've heard some pretty bad, you know, bad cop, you know, abuse stories. But this one that I've heard, that I just read today, it's just got me where I was literally screaming in front of my computer. So there's a guy in New Mexico, came from a Walmart, and he gets pulled over. He didn't come to a complete stop. So I guess they asked him to come out of his car or truck or something. He grabs his butt. And what happened to him afterwards, I mean, it's just unbelievable.
He grabs what?
What did he grab?
He grabs his butt, okay?
Okay.
And so what happens afterward is just so incredibly unbelievable. So they grab him. They arrest him. They take him to this one hospital. They want to do an anal exam on him. Now, thank God that this first hospital refuses, you know, to do it. So they, because they said it's unethical. Well, they take him to this other one, and they did. I mean, they put their fingers up his anus. They x-rayed him. I mean, he had 8 different procedures done. They gave him, they put him under and gave him a colonoscopy. Okay?
Wow.
They found nothing. They found nothing, you know. They even made the guy squat, you know, somewhere and defecate in a pan or something so they can go through it to see if he had anything, you know. And now he's suing these people, and I hope that he wins big time, you know. And it's just, you know, I'm reading this and I'm saying, no, this can't be. This can't be. You think when you hear a really bad story, it can't get any worse, but it does. It continues to get worse and worse and worse. I mean,
it's horrifying.
The whole country should be outraged at this. I mean, this poor guy, I mean, the go through this is unbelievable. And I'm just, you know, and I'm just walking around here and saying, this can't be happening. But it is happening. It is happening. I mean, the whole world should be outraged. And the thing about it is that, you know, I'm not a violent man. I've never hurt anybody in my life. But, you know, this guy was supposed to do an interview. He couldn't even do it. He was so shaken up. But, you know, if this guy goes out and does something crazy, like shooting up someplace, which, you know, I mean, in a way, it's like, how do you get over this? I mean, it's like, do you blame him? I mean, believe me, I am not advocating for violence, but how do you get over that? He had 10 different procedures, you know.
It's crazy.
I mean, putting their fingers up your anus, and, you know, and all these x-rays. It's just, it's totally incredible. And
I got the list here of what they did to this
guy. Was raped. I mean, well,
this is horrifying. Erod, thank you for bringing it to our attention.
Not only that, but you know what? You know, I guess I could be of good cheer because I know the night's young, your program just started, and I'm sure there's going to be cops all around the country calling in condemning this act. And I'm sure they're going to apologize, you know, for those few bad apples that did this.
Thank you for the call tonight.
It's possible.
I appreciate it, sir. According to Salon.com, he didn't make a complete stop at a stop sign after finishing shopping at Walmart in New Mexico, Albuquerque. His name, David Eckert, and it happened January 2nd of this year. According to his attorney, law enforcement asked him to step out of the vehicle. He appeared to be clenching his buttocks. They thought that was probable cause to suspect him of hiding narcotics in his anal cavity. While officers detained him, they secured a search warrant from a judge that allowed for an anal cavity search. While at the hospital, he was subjected to repeated and humiliating forced medical procedures. A review of the records, which has been released to KOB, that's one of the stations out in Albuquerque, and details of the lawsuit show the following happened. Number one, Eckert's abdominal area was x-rayed. No narcotics were found. Two, doctors then performed an exam of Eckert's anus with their fingers. No narcotics were found. Three, doctors performed a second exam of Eckert's anus with their fingers. No narcotics were found. Four, doctors
you didn't find anything? Get over there again, doc. I'm going to look like a fool.
Doctors penetrated Eckert's anus, this is number four, to insert an enema. Eckert was forced to defecate in front of doctors and police officers. Eckert watched as... Now, look, hold on a second before I go on here. Have you ever tried to poop in front of somebody?
Yes.
Was it in prison?
Yes.
Yeah. But it was in jail where I had to urinate. We were in the jail kitchen, and there was a guy who actually was working in the kitchen who had a seizure. And so they immediately suspected everyone of doing drugs. So everybody was subjected to a drug test after working at the kitchen. And normally, a lot of times before I would leave the kitchen, we'd, you know, during cleaning up, I would go ahead and urinate at that time because it would be a few minutes before I'd, you know, get back to, you'd have to go through and get changed out and they have to search you and then you finally get back to the cell block. So I went to the bathroom before I left, not knowing I was going to be drug tested.
Mm.
And so then when we got back to where we normally change out, we were told, well, before you get to change out, you have to drug test. And, well, I didn't have to go to the bathroom. And so I had to wait for like an hour and a half. And I tried multiple times over that hour and a half to go to the bathroom. It's even harder to urinate when there's a man standing there watching you. So, I don't know, there was one guy who called. He said he was pee shy, and that one time that he was in a Massachusetts holding facility, and they had him in a jail cell with a fairly large cell with about 150 other men, and there was one toilet, he said, in the center of the room. So if anybody had to go to the bathroom, they had to just go to that one toilet in the center of the room with nothing around except for other men.
A lot of people have a real hard problem. You know, it's very difficult for them. At some point or another, you're going to get used to it. But
yeah,
those first few times, not so pleasant.
All right, so we'll come back with more because we're only halfway through the list of things that was done to this man, David Eckert. After shopping at Walmart, stopped by the police, they suspected him of having drugs up his butt, and they didn't find anything after severely anally violating him. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. Hey, if it only saves one life, right, Mark? Free Talk Live.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I call the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to check now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With a record low rate, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screened lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up what you want here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll free line. Of course, you can join us on our website. Just go to bbs.freetalklive.com, and that is where you can get interactive. One of the places, one of the many places, actually, on our website that you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com, and you'll find that there for free. Now, if you value your online privacy, you need Pro XPN. What is Pro XPN? It's a global virtual private network that allows all of your online data to be encrypted back and forth. And that means before it reaches your ISP. Did you know that most ISPs, internet service providers, your Comcast, your Time Warner, whoever it is you're using at home or at work, did you know that most of them keep records of every single website that you visit and every search you make for at least 6 months? And in some cases, 5 years. Those records can be obtained by anybody with a court order, or they could just be being poked through by your ISP for God knows what purpose. Well, if you want to stop that from happening, you can go with ProXPN. It's one of the many ways that ProXPN protects your privacy. And in addition to that, it's very affordable. 20% off the price of their premium account is available to you as a Free Talk Live listener if you use code FTL20. That's FTL like Free Talk Live and the number 20. That'll save you quite a bit. It breaks down the price to about $5 a month if you purchase the annual plan. With their premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers that are all around the world that you can access, because what you do is with ProXPN, you select a server, you connect to that server. It can be New York, Los Angeles, Dallas, Seattle, some international servers. Select the one you want, and then to the websites you visit, it looks like you're coming from that location. So you're protecting your location. You cannot be found. You cannot be known. Your location cannot be known by the sites you're visiting. You can do this with Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux. They have apps for all kinds of different services and setups. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can get signed up there and upgrade to the premium account. When you're ready to do that, use code FTL20 for that 20% off for life deal, and you've got no risk here. This is a 7-day money-back guarantee. If you're not satisfied for whatever reason, you get your money back. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go and get signed up tonight. So we've been talking about just a scary story brought to our attention by our last caller, Erod from Georgia, about a man who is named David Eckert, Salon.com reporting, also KOB, out in Albuquerque, New Mexico. David was pulled over after leaving Walmart, and apparently didn't stop at a stop sign, and that apparently gave the police enough probable cause, because they claimed that it looked like he was clenching his buttocks together, to go ahead and search his anal cavity in multiple ways. He was x-rayed. He had his anus probed.
Don't you wish you were there at this? I mean, this sounds...
To watch this? No.
No. What I mean is I find this almost too crazy to believe. I mean, I've been doing
documents
this,
here.
I've been doing this for 10 years now, and I just don't understand what I'm hearing.
Well, Mark, hold on. It wasn't that long ago that we were just talking about the story of the Texas state troopers who vaginally fingered a couple of women.
Wait a second. That's a completely different situation. So what you're talking about is a trooper that's doing sort of a check, right? They're doing basically a Terry Pat, and then the Terry
Pat. That's not a Terry Pat.
Wait a second. I understand the legal term
okay,
of a Terry
but maybe
Pat,
our listeners
but the
people don't. Hold on a second. Maybe our listeners don't. A Terry Pat is when the police can pat you down to try to make sure you don't have any kind of weapons that you could hurt them with.
So this this shakedown can go from feeling inside someone's waistband for a knife to grabbing their junk within 2 seconds. This dude was taken from where he was. He was, told to squat over a pan. He was fingered up the rectum 3 times.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
He was CAT scanned. I mean, this dude.
It's drawn out. It's much longer.
It's just crazy.
That.
It's like how many points of failure are there between a traffic pullover and a man being, having an enema stuck in his butt? This man was raped.
Okay,
by the government.
But Mark, I don't think it's right to make it sound like that those women weren't raped. I mean, they were also raped. Just because it was quicker doesn't make it right or any more, or better than this situation. This is certainly a
I'm
horrifying
not
situation.
I don't understand how you ever got that out of that I was claiming.
You're making it sound like this is so unbelievable, and I'm telling you there have been multiple instances of vaginal rape.
This is an entirely different situation.
Rape.
You're talking about, 10 seconds versus hours and hours.
I'm sure that it really didn't matter that much to the women who
I'm
were being raped.
I'm not talking about the people that are being raped, Ian. What I'm trying to refer to
but
is
Mark,
the points of failure that went along the way. These mouth-breathing morons with badges asked their mouth-breathing moron bosses about this, who asked their mouth-breathing moron bosses about this. This wasn't one stupid cop feeling on somebody's junk.
Right.
This is a bunch of stupid cops lined up in a row that said, yeah, it's an okay to rape this dude.
These were doctors that performed this.
Fine.
One reason why some people
But they
people
didn't do it on the
this.
Word of one cop.
They did it on a judge's order. Now, the doctors
My
in
point
this case,
exactly. Where are the points of failure along here that allowed this to happen? It's incredible.
Well, the doctors are clearly a point of failure, but then again, most people are afraid of what a judge says. So when the men with guns came into the hospital with a judge's order saying this man needs to be searched, they went ahead and did what they were told. Because people will bow to the perceived authority. All I was trying to say is you were so shocked by this, and I'm not that shocked by it. It's just definitely, it's taking it to another level. There's no doubt about that. But it's certainly not the first time that people have had their orifices violated in the name of the war on drugs. And, okay, so let's go on here. We've got more to this list. We only have gotten through 4 of the 8 things they've done. Multiple anal exams with fingers. Finding no narcotics, x-ray, there was an enema, there was forced defecation in front of doctors and police officers. Doctors searched his stool as Eckert watched. No narcotics were found. Number 5, doctors penetrated Eckert's anus to insert an enema a second time. Eckert was forced to defecate in front of doctors and police officers and watched as the doctor searched his stool again. How could they possibly, how could you... They did it a third time, too, number 6. third enema.
No one wanted to fail here. Do you see how the point? I mean, the idea that you see someone clenching their buttocks together and they can somehow survive 2 enemas, 2 proddings.
3 enemas.
Well, no. They had to go. They had to administer 2 enemas in order to get to the 3rd enema. Right?
I just don't understand.
At that point, you're just like, well, this guy will take anything. Keep looking.
How could there be? I mean, I don't have any familiarity with an enema. But
this is stupid.
How could there be stool remaining after 3 enemas?
As far as I'm concerned,
what do they have to search through there? It says they searched
for
a stool.
As far as I'm concerned, they need a judge's order for every enema.
Number 7, doctors then x-rayed him again. No narcotics were found. Number 8, doctors prepared Eckert for surgery.
Sedated. You're kidding me!
Performed a colonoscopy where a scope of a camera was inserted into his anus, rectum, colon, and large intestines. No narcotics were found.
Can you imagine this? Poor
man. Throughout this ordeal, Eckert protested and never gave doctors consent to perform any of the medical procedures. I don't mean to laugh, but it's horrifying. It's like one of those uncomfortable laughs because I don't
crazy.
Know what else to do in this case.
Okay, so the police officer and the doctors that did this need to go to jail. They have, and the judge who signed the order. Everybody up and down the line needs to spend some time in jail for this one. The fact is that the people of what town was this?
This would have been Albuquerque, New Mexico.
The people of Albuquerque should be sent a bill. That bill should be required a second check, not just their property tax check, but a second check. Say, look, the fact is that we've all got to pay. And your house is on the line, $200, cough it up, and these are the names of the officers, the judges, and the doctors that
Why
did all this
property,
stuff.
Why should property taxpayers?
They're the ones who got it. They're the ones who've tolerated it up to this point. I'm afraid that the fact is that taxpayers,
but Mark, people
this
are
is
afraid,
all done in their names.
Man. I mean, people are afraid to stop paying taxes.
Well,
they can't put the blame on the taxpayers.
They're going
to
be less afraid after they see what their taxes go for.
855, 450, free. I don't think you can blame the victims here.
I don't blame the victims, but what else do you do?
373.
Where are you
going to
get the money?
This is Free Talk Live from the cops.
Bitcoin, now used and recognized by even the biggest names in commerce. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized digital currency. Not controlled or manipulated by governments or corporations, Bitcoin are designed to be anonymously owned and limited in supply. They can't be counterfeited or quantitatively eased. And unlike everything else in this economy, they're skyrocketing in value. Right now is the time to get Bitcoin. But how do you get them? BitQuick.co finally makes it simple to buy Bitcoin. BitQuick.co allows buyers to connect directly to sellers and simplifies transactions to three quick and easy steps. Place a buyer hold, deposit cash at the bank, send your receipt to BitQuick, and you're done. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. BitQuick.co is the quickest, safest, and simplest way on the market to buy and sell Bitcoin. It's never been easier to own Bitcoin. Get your Bitcoin right now. Visit BitQuick.co and get your Bitcoin. BitQuick, quick. For more information on Bitcoin, visit WeUseCoins.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you would like. Toll free here. 855-450-FREE. So what should happen in this situation with a man being anally violated multiple times on a judge's order by police who suspected him of having drugs in his butt because he clenched
it? They really, really, really suspected him.
He appeared to clench, according to the police, he appeared to clench his buttocks together. Now look, when you get pulled over by the police, it can be a kind of a harrowing experience. It can be a scary thing. You can have a physical reaction. A lot of people have physical reactions to being pulled over by the police. First thing that's going to happen in a lot of folks, a lot of people, I know this has happened to me a number of times, is that adrenaline starts pumping. And I can totally understand why somebody, I don't know, maybe an involuntary response may clench their butt cheeks together.
People are shaped differently, too. Just the perception that this police officer, who's not a trained medical professional, is claiming that his buttocks were clenched, whatever that means.
Right, where's the proof of that? I mean, all they have to do is say it, right? Oh, yeah, we saw Mark Edge clenching his buttocks together, so now we get anally rape him.
That's my favorite part about this whole story, is this judge who just said, butt clench? Sure, I'll sign that.
Check him out, boys.
I mean, the idea of the Fourth Amendment was that you're secure in your person's papers, effects, and I'm sure that means anus, against unreasonable search and seizure unless a warrant is written that's specific and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
But once you're talking about a government where the judiciary and the executive collude to such an extent that a judge will say, butt rape him, go ahead. It's crazy, right? This is the whatever you were taught in high school about civics, forget that crap, they were lying to you. Because there is no separation of powers in a world where as all the police officer has to do in a stop for somebody who failed to stop quick, for long enough to come to the full rock back stop, mm-hmm, at a stop sign, they can go ahead and subject them to, anal rape for hours. This is nuts. It's nuts.
Let's go to your phone calls. We got Richard. He's on the line on Skype. Richard in California. Go ahead.
Hey, I love the show, and I'm having a rough day because I just had to pay property tax.
Oh,
I had
sorry
to get
about that.
The government building, and I'm a solo dad, so it's like me and my son's not even 2 years old, and I had to shell out a bunch of money to a bunch of government just trash. But the thing that bothered me the most was on my property tax was I had to pay for solid waste, and mm-hmm, I don't even mm-hmm use their thing. I have a private company that takes my trash away, but I'm still going to pay the government. And I just feel really bad. My son, he's going to be 2 this month, and I would just love to see a world that he could live in to where there weren't these government parasites just trying to feed off the labor of people that produce.
Yeah, I would love to see that world, too, and that's why I joined the Free State Project.
And I'll tell you, I think that
we got to get there, we got to get there, we got to get there for our children, we got to get there. We got to.
When you have a kid, you experience this in a whole new way. Because before you have a kid, you're just like, oh, these people are taking my money, and this really stinks, and whatever. But once you have a child, and you realize, hey, look, my extra money, as much as I can get, is going towards the care and education of this little person. And these lowlifes, these parasites, they're taking the money that my child, that I would spend on my child for sort of educational tools and games and things like that, and they're taking it, and they're spending it on themselves and their children.
They're garbage, and they're giving it to their investment agencies that do their pensions for their whole pyramid scam, because how could you give these people half their salary all through their retirement? It just, when they pay a fraction, it's just, it's a whole... Government people, I live in a very remote area where, like, we have grid, but we don't really need it. And we have good water and game. And these government people, they're just trash.
Thanks, Richard.
And
for
they eat from my plate.
Yeah, they sure do. And they will continue doing it as long as you keep paying them. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. The reason why they keep doing it is because we keep paying them. That's why. Guess what? There's more of us than there are of them. And what I mean by that, there's more of us who actually care about liberty than there are of them who believe in freedom, at least for one area, right? And what I mean specifically is, if we could get enough freedom-loving people together, then there really would be more of us than there are of them. You know what? Honestly, I don't know. Maybe I should take back my original statement. There are probably not more of us than there are of them. In total, if you look across the whole of the United States, look at all the government agents and all the people that have some sort of government contract. If you really want to expand it, but even if you just looked at government agents and how many millions of them there are all across the country, I don't think there are more libertarians than there are government agents in the United States.
I don't know the answer. That would just be wild speculation on
my
part.
What's the total number of federal agents?
It depends on what you define as a libertarian. There are plenty of conservative types out there, too.
Conservatives are not libertarians.
Agreed. You hear me making the distinction? There are plenty of conservative types out there that are less than happy with government intrusion, is what they say, oftentimes. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, it really just depends on what you're trying to get arranged and
well, those very same conservatives.
Okay, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what somebody thinks. It matters what they're willing to do. And most people aren't willing to stand up and say anything or do anything.
Well, that's another good point. There are even fewer people. I was just saying libertarians compared to government agents, there are fewer libertarians. But, yeah, if you want to really break it down, libertarians willing to do more than bitch and post a link on Facebook, there really aren't very many of them at all. So the idea is, let's get those people, the people who are freedom-oriented, all together to the same physical location. If you really want to have a chance at changing things, you have to take action. No, you don't get to say, oh, well, I'll just let those other people do it for me. Rest assured, we're going to do our best, but we could do it better if we had your help. If you're willing to do something, you should go to freestateproject.org. If you love liberty, not if you're some kind of conservative type or a liberal type, I don't much care about the people who aren't principled. I don't want people who are unprincipled necessarily to get involved in the Free State Project. By all means, move to New Hampshire and then become principled and then join after the fact. But we'd prefer to attract people who are understanding, they know what the ideas of freedom are, that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, that freedom is all about your right to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anybody else. If that makes sense to you and you're willing to do something to advance those ideas, then you must go to freestateproject.org and learn about the idea of moving 20,000 liberty-oriented people all to the same physical location. Not to the same city, but to the same state. New Hampshire, not a very big state. There's a lot of reasons why New Hampshire was chosen as the destination to the Free State Project. But I don't think it's going to happen in California. I don't think it's going to happen in Florida. I'm from Florida originally. I enjoyed growing up in Florida. It was a good place to grow up. But I'm glad I'm gone from there because I don't see any chance for liberty to succeed there. And honestly, it's not a great chance in New Hampshire, but it's better than anywhere else because we have people here and we're seeing some successes.
What does it mean to you for liberty to succeed in New Hampshire?
The ultimate success would be the ending of institutionalized coercion.
Do you think that that's going to be liberty in your lifetime?
I don't know. It depends on how many people move here.
Can you imagine a geographic place where institutionalized coercion doesn't exist anymore.
Yes.
Surrounded by a much, much, much larger geographic space.
Sure. I can imagine that, yes.
Okay. I can't. I mean, I really have a difficult time imagining
it. Well, Hong Kong was a pretty good example of, and it is still a pretty good example of, a very economically free place at the very least, and kind of a hands-off approach for a long time, at least when the British government was in charge, the Chinese government took over in the late 1990s, and they really did kind of keep their hands off of the golden goose, so to speak. Obviously, it's not an exact example of what you're asking about there, but it is an example of a government that is nothing like what the surrounding government was.
I agree with you on that one, but I mean, consider that Hong Kong was built on a barren rock that was of no use to anyone for anything, and essentially it was converted into something of value, whereas, New Hampshire is worth something to people. It's it's a tourist location and that sort of thing. So there may be some challenges to what it is that you imagine as liberty in lifetime.
You mean from the outside?
Yes.
Oh, I expect challenges. I mean, this world is full of challenges. But that doesn't mean that I should stop advocating for these ideas and stop advocating for the end of the idea of the state. I mean, if we can end the idea of the state, it'll help humanity advance to whatever its next plateau is. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. What's your plan? It's Free Talk Live.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds. Is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.